Zorn, the greatest father in all the land. Zorn, 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 we sing the praises of Zorn.
Eric Zorn is here from the Chicago Tribune. Eric, I just want to tell you that my family and I were in New York over the weekend, and we were in a specialty shop that had a bunch of Zorn memorabilia.
You're stealing my story, I was going to say. Go ahead. This is so ironic.
There were statues of Zorn, which is a Fox television show, and various toys that all had, and my wife said, we need to get Eric something.
There you go.
But we didn't. But we thought about it.
Well, listen to Terry. She's so much smarter than you. She's so much kinder than you are.
By far.
I went one step further. Right. I was at a comic book store, and I saw a Funko Pop Zorn figure, mm-hmm. and it was in my hand. And then I'm like, $14.99, really?
You're not worth that.
I don't think so. No,
no.
I would agree with that. See, Wendy's smart. That's good.
But like, it was in my hands.
Are there action figures?
Hey, yeah, there's all kinds of things.
So next time Channel 9 comes out to your house,
yeah, I'll have a room that has all your name stuff in it.
But
yeah.
Put his face on the action figure, yeah. Like Photoshop it, you know, just print it and
right.
Tape it on.
I can do that for you.
I think that's going to happen.
I can definitely do that for you.
It's going to happen.
How were the holidays? Good?
They were good. I had an interesting time. Flew out to Boston, mm-hmm. and a guy who I was in high school with, we played on my high school basketball team. We drove back from Boston back to Michigan, and we stopped along the way to see his mom, and I hadn't seen his mom in 20 years.
Wow.
And then we stopped to see my folks, and he hadn't seen my folks in about 10 years.
That's nice.
And of course, we used to see each other's parents all the time back in high school. So yeah. it was really great to catch up. And,
that's sweet.
You know, his mom's 93, so we're probably not going to be doing that trip too many more times.
Yeah.
And my parents are in their late 80s, but... you know, it was really a nice trip to do
that. Isn't there something to be said for a road trip? It's always nice to travel by plane because you get there nice and fast, but just seeing the country, just sitting in a car and seeing towns is nice, isn't it?
Yeah, although I got to say the New York Tollway is not, the throughway from Albany to Buffalo is pretty boring. Yeah.
What's it called? Know. There's a freeway in L.A. It's a expressway here. What's it called there? Thoroughfare.
What do they call it? They just call it a highway.
I think it's a tollway that we were on in New York. But anyway, it was. But one of the things that I did on this trip was I uploaded to my dad and to my wife this there's a program called Glimpse. Have you heard about this?
No.
Glimpse is about a 10-year-old program, and it's
GLY MPSE.
Yeah, and it's
you've heard of it?
Yeah,
it's a locator app.
You're
essentially.
So hip.
And so what you do is you just program, you put your location into it, and you send message to your contacts mm-hmm. that you want, and they can follow you for a certain amount of time, exactly where you are, how fast you're going, and so on. Google Maps just came out with one. About a month ago now, and essentially what you do is the same idea. You just like say, hey, here I am, mm-hmm. and you send it to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of cool. You know, like they could just sort of follow us. Like they knew when we were stopping for gas. They knew when we were going to be there. It's an interesting program. And I'm really sort of intrigued by it. I think it's for when you're going a long distance or even for shorter distances. If you want to meet somebody somewhere, you're going to run late, you can send them a Google Maps thing or
Glimpse.
Why
don't you just text them?
Well, you could text them, but this actually lets them follow you so that if you say, like, I'm caught in traffic, I can see where you are in traffic.
It seems like a lot of inventions are made now just to get rid of the element of surprise. Like, we don't want to be surprised by anything anymore.
I hate surprises.
Like call waiting. Remember, like every time the phone used to ring, you go, it could be anybody on the phone. But those days are gone. Now we know who it is on the phone.
And you don't answer.
You look at it and go, unknown caller. No, thank you.
Right.
But I think it's a fascinating thing for a trip like this. So that's, so that I don't have to keep texting my dad, hey, we're stopping
here. I'll be there
here.
In 12, 20
I'll be there.
Minutes.
He can see when we get to Toledo. We can see when we're coming up to Ann Arbor. So they would know when we're going to get there. I think it's a great thing, but it made me start to think or worry how this could be a problem for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And you can imagine a situation, a domestic situation where there is a controlling spouse or partner who says, I want your Glimpse turned on. I mean, what happens is you turn it on and you set it to expire after a certain amount of time.
Oh.
The Google Maps thing lets you go up to 3 days. Glimpse usually suggests 4 hours maximum. So someone's not following you the entire time. of your life.
But how specific is it? Like, could you put this on your kid's account and then just always know where they are? You could do that.
They could
you?
Turn it off pretty easily. Oh. But I mean, you can turn it off easily. But
you're so trusting. It's cute.
I want to know where you are at all times, Eric.
Well, I can say I could have sent you a note. I should have.
You should have.
I should have.
It was rude not to.
And when you were in New York and looking at curios, you could have said but I can see it. I can see a dark side of something like this where a controlling spouse would make the other partner like, you got to have this turned on. I want to know where you are at all times. And I don't know how you control, because people carry their phones around. It's not like you're clipping a device to somebody. We willingly carry these things with us, these locators.
Yeah,
and of course in retrospect, law enforcement can actually track a lot of our movements. That's how they've caught some murder suspects.
Yeah.
With this.
By their phone.
Your phone was down there where the body was found and so on. But that's not in real time, and that's not just
Why'd
a casual
Why'd you stop killing
thing.
People because of that? She's done.
I know. Well,
it helps.
Good. It was good. So there's some upsides to that.
Yeah.
But I can really see this being a problem for me. And I'm wondering whether whether other people have discovered this to be a problem, where someone says, you've got to have this turned on, I want to know where you are at all times.
I have done that with my kids, because on an iPhone you can share a location with someone.
Right.
And there are times where I said, share your location, and they surprisingly did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the alternative would be if they didn't, but I said, where are you?
Well, I imagine the alternative could be,
I
take the phone away, or you're not going out.
Yeah.
And on the one hand, it doesn't seem that unreasonable, especially for teenagers. I want to know where you are. It tells how fast you're going, which is a kind of
to know.
Well, you wouldn't, but I can see why. Wouldn't you want to know if your kids are out driving around?
You know what? I don't. This is too much information, and I learned this when your girls were going away to school.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm going to stay up and worry every minute of every day if I don't let go. At some point, I got to let them do what they do.
Right. No, I agree with that, and I wouldn't use it for any kind of things like that either. But I can imagine people doing it, and I don't know how if you're in a situation that's controlling or abusive. You've got to take your phone with you, and I've got to know where you are at all times. And I can see where that could have a real dark side.
Do you remember the debate 5 years ago, 6 years ago, where they said, we've got the technology where we could put a computer chip in people's shoulder or wherever we want to put it, and you will always know where your kids are because there will be a computer chip that will ping anytime we need to. And there was a debate whether or not that was a good idea or not. This is kind of a new age version of this, isn't it?
It is, except you don't have to implant it in
right.
them because they'll
have to hold it.
They'll willingly carry it around because they have everything with them on their phones. I mean, the phone has become this leash that we willingly put around our neck. I could also imagine a situation where an employer says, look, we're paying for your cell phone, or we're paying for your time from 9 to 5. Or
we want to know where you are.
We want to know where you are. Just turn it on until 5. We want to know if you're at lunch where you are. And most of us, most of the time, maybe nearly all the time, wouldn't really care.
Right.
I would care. And I have nothing to hide. But at some point, it's like, mm-hmm. Seriously,
it's
we don't.
Intrusive.
You don't. Yeah,
Wendy's been in the bathroom for 5 minutes. I mean, seriously, it can locate you down, because my dad was showing me. He said, "Look, Google Maps says that you're in our kitchen right now." And I went and looked. I said, "Actually, but my phone is in the hall, so it's not quite right." But it
close
was
enough.
But it was close. It was eerily close.
Yeah.
to where I was. And he said, I can actually see this having a real dark side.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah.
This is Tech Mondays with Eric.
Yeah, Tech Mondays with Eric Zorn.
Hey, I got another tech issue that maybe we can bring up.
Can we take a quick break and then? Will it still be in the...
I don't know, but maybe we should.
All right.
Maybe we should.
We'll do a break and then Eric's other issue. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Eric Zorn is here. He's one of the best. He writes for the Chicago Tribune, and he stops by on Mondays, and we talk about whatever's on his mind. What else is on your mind, Eric?
What's on my mind is what just happened in Alabama. Did you hear about this? The governor, Robert Bentley, had resigned a week ago today, and he was caught in a sex scandal. A politician, an American politician, caught in a sex scandal.
Hard to believe.
Can you imagine that? But
nope.
But it did happen, Bill. But the interesting thing about this, speaking of tech, was that his wife, Diane, caught him cheating because he was texting with his paramour. They printed some of these, but
and he hit the wrong number.
I can't take my eyes off of you, things like that.
Mm.
No, but what happened was that I don't know if you guys said, you're not Apple. You're Apple,
yes.
Though, right? In Apple, when you have like an Apple account, your texts will go to your phone. but they'll also go to your iPad. You ever have this happen?
Yes.
Where like sometimes you'll like your iPad will ring instead of your phone. It's
right. Just this weird thing you can disconnect it.
You can disconnect it. You have to be a little tech savvy. Our poor governor was not tech savvy.
No. Oops.
And the texts that he was exchanging with his mistress were showing up on his iPad.
Oh. While she's watching movies or playing Candy Crush.
She's got the iPad. And so she was, I guess, taking screenshots of some of these to preserve as evidence to use against him. But it was one of those things where this apparently happened to Gwen Stefani also, where she caught her husband, I think it was, cheating with a baby.
Oh, Gavin Rossdale and the nanny.
Yeah, let's say we're not sure because the license, you know, you could lose the license if we got it wrong. But let's say a famous singer and a caught her husband. But it's really interesting to me how you got to be careful with these devices that, you know, they think, oh, this is so convenient. Well, they'll all be linked and you can be on your iPad, you're on your phone, and the text will show up. Well, you know, dun, dun, dun.
Convenient, but life-destroying at the same time.
But I'll tell you, most people, like, I never gave it a second thought if somebody was using my iPad and I was texting something because I don't have anything to hide.
See, Wendy, you're so wholesome. That's the thing. That's the adjective that, you know.
Wholesome.
Wholesome.
I wouldn't. You're wholesome. That's weird. I wouldn't consider myself wholesome. But that's something I think the majority of people aren't planning on using it for.
Yeah,
extramarital affairs.
Of course, I lead a pure and blameless life, just like you. And mm-hmm. So I do think this is an interesting phenomenon to see. And Johanna, my wife, she's like, "That's great! I'm glad those guys are getting caught. That's terrific." It's like,
it is kind of nice.
A little bit of glee in it.
Did you see this governor's press conference to announce to his constituency that he was yes. stepping down? He was so calm and cool and collected, just like, well, this is what happens. Nothing out of the ordinary here.
Serve this great state of Alabama in a new way. I'm take a stepping down in order to. It was like I didn't even really mention what was going on.
Right.
I think it was just one of those things where. And he's an older gentleman.
Yes,
so
he is.
A little bit confused by the technology these days, the kids these days. Ask Bridget Carey about this. Because
you should have used Morse code instead of texting.
Or semaphore flags. That would have probably right. been safer.
Right.
But you know, these people are undone by this technology all the time.
Yeah.
Texts. You always hear about, you know, it's really routine. You'll read in the advice columns, I was, you know, looking for something on my boyfriend's phone and he tackled me. You know, and then later, because he didn't want me to see my phone.
And
so, well, maybe I'm reading the racier advice columns. But you know, and then later when he was asleep, I looked at his phone and saw that he was, this technology, it can
ruin you.
It can. And sometimes I have sent the wrong text to people. Like if you're involved in a texting situation with someone and then a new person texts you, all of a sudden that's on top.
Oh.
And so I have texted wrong information. It's like, whoops, sorry, that wasn't for you. So just be careful what you text.
The technology catches up to you. Just the other day when I was on this trip, our tax guy had a bunch of last-minute questions for me. He sent them all to me. I was in the car, so I wanted to forward them to Johanna, who was back in town. And so but instead of a four-hit reply, I just said, can you handle this? Can you handle this, please? I'm in the car. So I'm imagining this, our tax guy going, well, that's a little impertinent. You know, I just sent him some questions. He tells me to handle it. But
day is tomorrow, right?
No,
the 18th.
Oh, is it tomorrow? I thought it was today. Some reason.
No, they keep changing it.
Because of Easter, and then they give you a break because it's, I don't know why it wouldn't be today, but it's not.
Because last year it was weird, too. It was like.
It was on a weekend, right? It ended on a weekend.
The 15th was on a weekend, but they gave you extra, but not, it should be one extra day, that's it.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'm all right with
it. Do you do your own taxes?
No, I gather all the information and then bring them to an accountant.
Right, because who do you expect to gather it?
Well,
everybody does that.
No, there's people. I've got a couple of friends who have like a bag of just receipts, and they just hand them the bag of receipts. But I don't do that. I go through all the work. I just don't know how to plug it into the forms.
Yeah, I don't either.
Apparently, the new tax software is really good. It just basically asks you questions. It doesn't make you fill out
the
forms. Yeah. You know what else is on my mind? This Gallup poll? We have time for that?
The Donald Trump one?
Or do we have to? If
we have 2 minutes.
We have two minutes.
Well, 2 minutes is plenty for this. Gallup released a poll this morning. Majority in the U.S. no longer thinks Trump keeps his promises. They looked at the change since early February in how the public looks at Trump. In February, 62% of the people thought Donald Trump keeps his promises. Now it's 45%. Now, 45% seems really, really high to me.
62% seems even more jarring.
Yes, at that point, right. Yeah. Well, but at the time, he had been president for a week.
Uh-huh.
is a strong and decisive leader. He's off 7 points from 59 to 52. Can bring about the change his country needs. He had 53% in February, down to 46.
Yeah.
Cares about people like you, was 46 in February, now down to 42. Can manage the government effectively, was 44% in February, now down to 41%. So this guy's not doing very well. And that's going to make it really difficult for him to do things like he wants to overhaul the tax code.
Right.
He wants to get the government to give him money to build his wall.
Yeah.
When you have a lot of, I mean, this is one of the big problems he had, I think, with health care, which was that he just didn't have a popularity, didn't have the juice anymore.
Yeah.
The Republican lawmakers we needed weren't quaking in fear of him turning on them because they say, this guy's not popular. He doesn't have any strength. So I thought these poll results were interesting today. So
what was the poll you found, though? You found an exact opposite one.
His approval rating had gone up since the actions in Syria and Afghanistan. I had thought I heard somewhere on a news. See, that's what you get for listening to another station.
They have it around 40%, and it was up from, I think it bottomed down at like 36.
I thought it would hit the 50 mark today.
The 50 mark?
That's what I thought.
It could have been in a different poll, too,
okay.
Because there are several different tracking polls that keep track of his favorite. And it depends, of course, on exactly how you ask the question.
But this was just by virtue of the fact that there was a military strike, that would have increased his popularity that dramatically?
Well, it came up awful quickly.
Well, if you remember when George H.W. Bush attacked from Kuwait to protect Kuwait, attacked Iraq, his popularity was up at like 91%. And that's when everybody thought, well, there's no way anyone can beat him. And that was actually the opening that this small state governor, Bill Clinton, had to get in, because there were a lot of people who said, well, we could never beat this guy. He's way too popular. So people like Mario Cuomo, who were going to run, just said, look, like they sort of backed off.
They
couldn't do it. But these poll numbers do rise and fall a lot on exactly what you're talking about, Wendy, these military strikes.
Yep.
Have you found this yet?
Yes. Trump touts poll showing 50% approval rating. President Trump on Monday, today, touted a Rasmussen poll. Showing his poll approval rating at 50%.
Well, Rasmussen is known to be friendly to Republicans in terms of polling. Gallup is the gold standard for job approval. They've been doing it for years and years, and they do it with a tracking thing so that it rolls over, I think, every
year.
You know who knows about this stuff? A guy named Steve Bertrand.
Never heard of him.
Well, you should meet him.
We'll see if we can find somebody with that name next. Eric, thank you so much. Appreciate it. It's Eric Zorn. Read him in the Chicago Tribune. We'll find somebody named Steve Bertrand. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.